As I mentioned to the children earlier, at the beginning of every service, each and every Sunday, we pass the peace of Christ. Now, I'll admit to you that I was not raised in a church where the members passed the peace of Christ. We had the time in our service where the visitors remained seated and the members stood up and greeted the visitors. Hopefully. To be honest, for a while, I felt like that was really what we were doing when I came here and we were passing the peace of Christ. Finding the visitors and making them feel comfortable. Until I'd been here just a few Sundays. And I realized it was much more than that. I've had people tell me that they don't really like that part of the service because they don't like going around and talking to people. And some have told me it takes so long to get everyone back in their seats, so they would rather we not do it. I've had others who have mentioned how much they love that part of the service and how it makes us such a warm and friendly church. While all of those things are true, and while you may or you may not enjoy that part of the service, to be honest, today's scripture is why we have that part of our service. The fact that Jesus, after his resurrection, when he appeared to the disciples, he said those words multiple times. It's recorded. Peace be with you. From what we read about this time and this place, peace is probably not one of the things that the disciples were experiencing. It's been 8 days and they're still locked up in their room, so afraid that they are in their own tomb of sorts. They're living in fear, and the only thing that can bring them peace in this fear is Jesus. Jesus doesn't show up and will say, well, guys, you know, it's all taken care of. You can come out now. All will be well. Nothing's going to happen to you. That didn't happen. Jesus says, peace be with you. And then he repeats it, peace be with you. I can only imagine that he repeats it again because he feels like they really are not listening. Peace be with you. It needs to be heard. I don't know what that made the disciples feel, hearing those words. Did they immediately feel at peace? Did they relax and just seeing Jesus and knowing everything was going to be okay? I don't know. Last Sunday, as we were passing the peace, and we had all of the brass players up here, I went over, as I usually do, and I greeted them. Sometimes when we have people that I don't really know, I won't say, the peace of Christ be with you. I will just say, peace be with you. Because I don't know what their faith journey is or where they're at on that. So I will just say, peace be with you. But it was Easter Sunday and the opening hymn was so glorious with all the brass that I just went over and said, the peace of Christ be with you, to the first guy. And he looked me in the eyes and he said, the peace of Christ be with you. So I went to the next one and I said, the peace of Christ be with you. And he looked me in the eyes and he said, the peace of Christ be with you. And I went down the row and they all greeted me the same way. The peace of Christ be with you. It made me feel so amazing. I don't know if they were just being polite, but they really looked like they meant what they were saying. And it was so uplifting to me. And I began to think about it this week. Why did that really excite me? Was it Easter and the music was so great? Or was it these people who I did not know, who saw me as a child of Christ, And they said to me, "The peace of Christ be with you." You all say it to me all the time, every Sunday. Even the children have gotten to where they come up and they say the peace of Christ when they come up. But this was different. It was one child of God to another, recognizing what Easter really means to us all. And I did immediately have a change in the way I felt. You see, the disciples, when they finally recognized what Jesus was there for on that day, why Jesus was appearing before them, it wasn't to tell them that life was going to be different, that they weren't going to have any problems anymore, that all was great in the world. It wasn't to say, "Your work here is done. Go back to your families and relax." It was to say, "I've come to do what I've been sent here to do, but there's more work to be done, and it's up to you. What are you going to do now?" Jesus was sharing that not only was there work to be done, but there was work that was going to be difficult. And he was calling each one of them and each one of us to do that work that still remained. And while there would still be conflict and turmoil and people trying to squelch the message, his peace would always be with them. And I think it's something we need to hear. And I think it's something we need to hear today as much as they needed to hear it then. Sarah Gamble told me a story yesterday about Caleb. And I had to ask her if I could share it today. They're preparing to move to a new house. And she asked Caleb if he was going to be sad that they were leaving their house. And Caleb said, "No, I'm not going to be sad." And Sarah said, "Really? Why are you not going to be sad?" And he said, "I know that Jesus is everywhere. I know that Jesus is with me, and I know Jesus is in my new house. And I know Jesus is in my old house. And I know that if Jesus is with me in my new house and Jesus is in my old house, then I'm in my old house with Jesus." That's pretty good, isn't it? Now, that's 2 weeks in a row that Caleb's been pretty profound. But that is exactly what today's scripture is about. And that's exactly why we pass the peace of Christ with each other every week. It's now because you need a change. You need a chance to see who's here and who is going to share Christ with you and who is going to remind you of Christ. And when we do that, when we share and when we remember and when we remind, then we can go out into the world refreshed and renewed. Jesus is everywhere. Jesus is with you. And that very knowledge should give you a peace like nothing else can give you. We so often try and make it through our lives just staying below the radar. We don't want to deal with conflict. We don't want to stir up trouble. We don't want others to feel uncomfortable. So we just try and keep everything on an even keel. It's what the disciples were doing at that time. Let's just stay behind the doors, keep them locked, be very quiet. No one will think about us as long as we stay out of the way and don't stir anything up. They were living in fear, and that fear prevented them from really living. And Thomas, poor Thomas, he wasn't there. He didn't see Jesus. We accuse him of being a doubter. Even Jesus said, don't doubt. But Thomas just wanted what everyone else got. Thomas just wanted to see Jesus. He wanted his chance. He needed the peace of Christ that everyone else got. And even Jesus didn't blame Thomas. He understood. Thomas needed the peace of Christ. Once Thomas and all of his disciples had that chance to see and hear Jesus, things did change for them. They knew what they were called to do, to come out of their tomb, to unlock the door, to go out into the open and begin to spread that same peace of Christ. The peace that says not everything's going to be great, but the peace that says I can calmly live on the edge. I can calmly live between and betwixt the up and downs of life. I can be at peace when my world is turned upside down. I can be at peace because I have the one word from Christ. And that is, peace is with me. Christ is with me. That gives me what I need to pass through the hard times. That gives me the peace I need to walk out of my own tomb. That tomb that has me living in fear. The tomb that has me afraid to share my faith. The tomb that has me saying no to God's calling. The tomb that has me living just under the radar. The tomb that has me afraid to walk up to another child of God and say, peace of Christ be with you. My prayer for each of you this day is that the stone of your tomb is rolled away, that you feel the peace of Christ with you each and every moment, that you know, just like Caleb, that Jesus is with you everywhere you go. The peace of Christ be with you.